रामाय रामभद्राय रामचंद्राय वेदसे रघुनाथाय नाथाय सीताय पतये नमः. सुंदरकांड चैप्टर नंबर 31. मारुति नरेट्स रामास स्टोरी. इफ पॉसिबल आफ्टर लिसनिंग टू दिस प्लीज ऑफर फ्रूट्स और स्वीट्स टू द डीटीज. द रेसिटेशन बिगिंस नाउ. Anjaneya thus decided within himself his future course of action and spoke to Sita from a short distance in clear accents and sweet. The royal race of Ikshvaku was made glorious by a king of the name Dashrata. His army knew no bounds. He was by nature inclined to the path of right. His fame spread to the utmost corners of the earth. His feet were ever on the path of rectitude. His name was ever upon the lips of all men, good and great. He was, even among the royal sages, distinguished for his noble excellences, while in ascetic virtues he took his place with the sages. Born of a line of world conquerors, he rivaled the Lord of Heaven in valor and prowess. His heart ever took delight in harmlessness to all beings. Noble of disposition, merciful of heart, his might was ever purposeful, and he rightly took his rank among the most famous of the kings of the line of Ikshvaku. The goddess of kingly power was ever wedded to him, and he imparted his glory and splendor to his kingdom. He was adorned with every royal excellence of quality, and was known among his peers as a mighty conqueror. There was no spot over this broad earth that knew not his fame and renown. He was a bright ornament to royalty itself, and those that sought him were ever known to want no more. Wealth, power, glory, luxury, and happiness of every kind fell to his lot in this life. The eldest of his sons is known to the world as Rama, ever dear to the heart of his father, irradiating peace and happiness from his looks on all around. There was no kingly science or art that he knew not. Most redoubtable of bowmen, yet he discharged to perfection the duties of his order. He spread his shield over those that came to him for refuge and saw that his people ever followed the path of right and duty. The fire of his might was alone enough to consume his foes, for he was a crest jewel of the world of warriors. The soul of truth, he took upon himself to carry out the promise that his aged father had made, and with his beloved wife and brother came to the dark forests to lead the life of a hermit. And when out hunting there, he slew many a Rakshasa who could take any form at will. Khara and Dushana and the Rakshasas that dwelt in Janasthan fell by his hands. Ravana, the lord of Lanka, was enraged at it. He deceived Rama and Lakshmana by a ruse of a golden deer, and when they were away from their cottage, he abducted the beautiful lady Sita, the dear wife of Sri Rama. Then Rama followed in search of her and chanced to make the acquaintance of Sugriva, the monkey lord. Raghunatha, mighty beyond count and the terror of his foes, slew Vali, the older brother and enemy of Sugriva, and installed his friend in the kingdom. Sugriva, to show his gratitude, ordered his warriors, who too could take any form at will, to range the world and bring news of the whereabouts of the lady Sita to him. Sampati, the vulture, told us that she is here. I desired to bless my eyes with the sight of the noble wife of Sri Rama, and flew over the sea of 100 yojanas in no time. I searched this place through and through, and was rewarded for my pains by coming here at last. And she is even as my Lord Rama described to me, and same in form, features, complexion, and radiance. And he paused for a reply. Words fail to paint the supreme wonder that filled the heart of Janaki as these strange and beautiful words fell upon her ears. as becomes a woman endowed with every perfection. Her hair was long, black, wavy, and a little curved at the end. She looked up with her braid drawn tight round her neck, as if she was in the act of doing away with herself. Who might it be that poured into her ears the sweet balm? How might it look? With fear and trembling, she cast her eyes on the Shimshupa tree. The words of the monkey were still ringing in her ears as she carefully scanned all around. And her soul was filled with peace and joy, for in it was enthroned forever her lord and husband. Then she glanced at his side and found the Rakshasi sunk in heavy sleep. No one was in view. Is it likely that some of the gods of heaven took pity upon my distress and brought me this welcome news? She looked up and found no one. Or might it be that anyone in the world below felt for my unhappy self and did me the supreme kindness? Or is it my mother and goddess of the earth that consoles me thus? And she looked down and saw none. Then she again cast her piercing looks among the branches of the trees above her head, and her eyes lighted upon a form most radiant to view. That voice was that of a monkey. To cross this wide waste of waters, to enter this capital of Ravana, the holy terror of the worlds above and below, to search the city through and through, unknown and unseen by its cunning people, to pass through the guards of the Rakshasas and have speech with me in the midst of these cruel Rakshasis. Verily, it is no light task, and no ordinary intellect could conceive and carry out such a plan. His speech is soft and humble, and shows that he is the servant of his Lord. But his powers of speech tell me that he is a counselor that could give excellent advice to his master. He has saved me from a miserable death at my own hands, and his sweet and auspicious words have been the means thereof. Verily, I know that my Lord Rama will keep his hold on life only if he has news of my being alive, and the entire creation lives in Rama. So this messenger has, through his act, conferred the boon of life upon all living beings in all the universes. And one might well guess that he has a right to be the son of Lord Vayu, upon whom depends the life breath of all creatures. And he seems to be a messenger sent by a king of monkeys on some affair of state. Her heart was filled with joy unspeakable as she thought to herself, like the lovely god Aruna that heralds the approach of the welcome lord of the day, this might be a messenger sent to announce the coming of my dear beloved Rama. Mangalam Koshlendraya Mahaniya Gunapye Chakravarti Dhanurjaya Sarva Bhomaya Mangalam.